This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Qatar-based network Al Jazeera on Sunday condemned as criminal a move by the Israeli government to ban the broadcaster from operating over its coverage of the Gaza war. Al Jazeera said in a statement on X, "We condemn and denounce this criminal act by Israel that violates the human right to access of information." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday his government had decided unanimously to close the channel. Al Jazeera has been the focus of months of criticism by Netanyahu and his government in the latest round of a long-running feud that began well before the Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. Since the start of the war in Gaza on October 7th, Al Jazeera aired continuous on-the-ground reporting of the effects of the Israeli campaign. An Israeli official rejected on Sunday accusations by a UN top official that hard-hit northern Gaza was now in full-blown famine. Shimon Friedman is the spokesperson for Israel's military office that oversees Palestinian civilian affairs.
In opposition to what the World Food Program has said, we disagree that there is a shortage of food in northern Gaza. We believe that a sufficient amount of humanitarian aid is making its way into Gaza as a whole and into northern Gaza specifically. Since the beginning of the war, we have been monitoring the situation on the ground together with different organizations and with people on the ground to understand what the situation is in terms of humanitarian aid overall and food specifically. What we've seen in recent weeks is larger amounts of humanitarian aid making their way to northern Gaza, with an average of around 100 trucks making its way to northern Gaza.
Under pressure from the U.S. and others, Israeli officials in recent weeks have begun slowly reopening some border crossings for relief shipments. This is VOA News. Russia put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Russian state media is reporting that Russia is adding Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to its wanted list. Now both Zelensky and former Ukrainian leader Petro Poroshenko feature on Russia's list of people wanted on unspecified criminal charges. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces is also on the list, along with scores of officials and lawmakers from Ukraine and NATO countries. Russian officials did not immediately clarify possible allegations against Zelensky. Ukraine's foreign ministry in an online statement called the reports of Zelensky's inclusion evidence of the desperation of the Russian state machine and propaganda. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Law enforcement authorities say a driver died after a vehicle crashed into a gate at the White House, but the fatal collision is being investigated, quote, only as a traffic crash, and there was no threat to the president's residence. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Secret Service says the driver was found dead in the vehicle following the crash shortly before 10:30 p.m. Saturday at an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex. The Washington Metropolitan Police Department confirms the vehicle crashed into a security barrier at the intersection of 15th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. The male driver was not immediately identified. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russian soldiers have deployed to an air base in Niger that also houses American troops. The move comes after the country's military rulers decided to expel the U.S. forces. Niger's junta, which seized power last July, said in March it was sending a military corps, ending a military cooperation agreement with Washington. The U.S. has agreed to withdraw its troops. Before the coup, Niger was a linchpin of U.S. strategy to combat extremists in West Africa. The United States maintained a $100 million drone base and roughly 1,000 troops in the country. The Russian deployment of Air Base 101 in the capital, Niamey, puts Russian and American soldiers in close quarters at a time when Washington and Moscow are fiercely at odds over the war in Ukraine. The U.S. pullout would mark a new regional gain for Russia, which has backed military governments in neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso. For more news and coverage 24/7, visit voanews.com. In Washington, Nabil Biadro, VOA News.